We are on page 19. We are, Baruch Hashem, going to Misayim, Simen Kucha. Yesterday we're on the last halacha, Sif Memhei, and over here. We go back, as I said before, a couple of times, a little bit strange, but the Mechaber, after going through all the practical Birkas Kohanim and how to do Birkas Kohanim, when to turn around, all the halachas that we saw at the beginning of Simen Kucha Ches, and then we've taken a break for the last number of days. We've talked about all the different types of Kohanim are not allowed to duchen. And now we go back to the last halacha over here once again, goes back to a practical halacha in terms of Birkas Kohanim. Why this is not exactly clear. Why we go back. The real place should have been over here. Sif Mem Hei should have been earlier on before the Bali Mumin. That would have been the correct lechora, the correct place, obviously. Beis Yosef knows better than I do. So why did the Beis Yosef put it in? So there's two possibilities. I asked Moreno Rabbeinu Rav Nevenzahl. He just pointed out over here that the halacha that we're about to learn today is not as important as the halacha. It's a side point, and that's why it's not mentioned in the Gemara. It's only mentioned in one of the later Rishonim, the Rokeach. He brings it down to Beis Yosef, does quote it in a small paragraph, and that is the second reason that I think is that you'll see this many times at the end of a simon, when the Torah does not quote an halacha, the Beis Yosef brings it in. Sometimes the Beis Yosef will bring it in where it's more relevant, but many times they'll throw it in at the end of the simonim. He'll bring extra things that the Torah did not bring down, and he'll bring it at the end of the simon, and he'll pass it like at the end of the simon. So that's what's brought over here in Sif Mem Hei. What is the halacha? Eilu tov tevos shakwanim hochim b'hem l'darim l'safa. There are some other words that we say in Berkas Kohanim. Some of the words, they are going to go left to right. Okay, they're going to start shaking back and forth instead of just standing straight with Nesias Kapayim. For some of the words, they'll be standing straight. And some of the words, they'll go left to right. What are these words? Hochimayim ledorim letzafon, yivarechacha v'yishmerecha, eilecha v'yichuneka, eilecha lecha and shalom. So these seven words, these are the words that are going to go from Dorum Litzafon. It sounds like over here from the Rokeach, and the way the Mechaber says that the Kohanim are supposed to go. If the Aron Kodesh is in the Mizrach, and therefore now they're facing west, so they're going to turn to the left first to face south first, Dorum, and then Safon, they're going to go left, and then to the right. That's what it sounds like. I think Al-Pi Kabbalah is an Indian to go to the Dorum first. Okay, so the Kohanim, that is what the Halacha over here is. The question is, why are they doing this? So, very interesting, the Mishnah Berurah says in Sivkot and Kusamaches, V'yatam, Shenagu King, Kedei Shetis Pashit Abracha, L'chol Ha'anoshim She'omdim Mitzideim. Okay, the reason is in order that the bracha should be spread out to all the people. Okay, the brethren is spreading the bracha, not just straight, but spreading the bracha left and right. So why then is it Dafka, these words, why don't we do all the words, they should spread the bracha on all the words. So, the Mishnah Berurah does bring down based on the Achronim. He says over here in Siv Katan Kuvayin, Hu atam al divrei hamechaber va'kavana. The Afa gavtel l'shalosh brachos having birkas kohanim, even though all three brachos. I mean, there's really three brachos of birkas kohanim. Nevertheless, mikol makom. We have to see the Ramah first. Sorry. Go back. Look at the inside the Ramah. The Ramah says, v'noagim shamarech marich midnigun elo tevos. The reason why we're marich in these nigun and these words specifically, ki kol achas mihen hu sof bracha bifnei atzma. Each one of these words is its own end of its bracha. Okay, once again, what do you mean it's its own of bracha? Everything's a bracha. So he says over here that no, really, there's three brachas in Birkas Kohanim. Bracha Hashem v'yishim racha, yera Hashem panev elecha v'yichunecha, and the third nisa Hashem panev elecha v'yisim lecha shalom. However, as the Mishnah Berurah is going to explain, I'll see it inside in a second, is that within each bracha, there's really split up into two separate brachas in each one. And that's what he says over here. Look in Kufayin. Hu tamal divra machabr. V'kavon. The Afa gav to shalosh brachos havim birkas kohanim. Even though there's really only three brachos of birkas kohanim, mikol makom bekol bracha bifnei atzli yesh ba shtei brachos. Within each bracha, there's really two brachos. The hainu yivarecha Hashem bracha achas. Yivarecha Hashem is one bracha. V'yishmerecha bracha shnei bracha shnia. Yivarecha is the second bracha. Then ya'er Hashem panav elecha he bracha achas. V'yichuneka bracha shnia. And the third one, Nisa Hashem b'navi lecha, is one bracha. V'yasem lecha shalom, ganke navi bracha achas. Okay, the only problem with this parish over here in the Mishnah Berurah is there's one word and word not accounted for. Each one of these words is fine, except for if you notice, there should only be six words that we should do. Each bracha is put us in two, which come out, we have seven. The problem is lecha. Lecha is part in the middle of one of them. We have the same lecha shalom. Lecha is not the end of any bracha. Okay, therefore the Bogan Avram brings a different perish. Okay, we're not going to get into this a little bit. That's the Pashup shot over here that the Mishnah Berurah brings down based on most majority of the Achronim that each bracha is split into two, and therefore that's why they go side to side during these brachas. Okay? Ubisha, says the Roma. Ubisha. Sorry, go back. The Omrim Ribon. And we say there's a paragraph called Ribon. I'll explain in a second. Shemufarish b'simen kuf lamed, which we'll really see in two simanim from now in simen kuf lamed, and we'll talk about it over there. It's a special Ribon alum about someone who has bad dreams. Okay, we'll talk about it then. At the time where they are menaging, at the end of the psukim, that is the time to say this Ribon. We'll talk about if to say it, when to say it. We'll talk about it in simen kuf lamed. Shalom. The end of the actual real brachas, v'chuneka, v'shmerecha, v'chuneka, and shalom. That's when they're menagin, like we have on Yontif. Many of the shuls will go ahead and menagin during that time of the bracha. In Eretz Yisrael, they don't menagin every day. They only do it on Yontif. V'amakra lo yomar ribon. However, the makra, the person who's calling out yivarechecha, Hashem v'shmerecha, he should not say this ribon. So that's one halacha in terms of ribon. Only all the other people are allowed to say the ribon. The chazan is not allowed to say the ribon. But not only the chazan, he says the makra. The chazan, if the chazan, he's not allowed to say ribon. Now we can understand for sure because it's a hefsek and a shmonas. He's in the middle of chazar's shas. To say extra things, he's not allowed to say. But the poskim point out, not only that, but even if the makra is not the chazan, it's someone else. Let's say the chazan is a kohen, therefore the makra is going to be someone else. He's also not allowed to say the ribon. Why not? So he says over here in Sivkot and Kufayin Gimel, says the Mishnah Berurah. Perush, Shliatzi Brahmi Palo. Pshita shalom yomar ribon is pashas katzir. Davi hafsek betfila. Ela filu kashiyat tzibur hu kohen. The acher hu amakra. Even if the shiyat tzibur is a kohen and another person is a makra, gam kein lo yomar hamakra ribon. Shemet titarif daito velo yilchol lichzor lakros. Just like we saw before, another case, we're afraid that he's going to get confused. The makra is going to get confused. That's in the ribon. And now he's going to go back and say the word to be the makra. We're afraid he's going to get confused and therefore we do not want this to go ahead and happen. Okay, so that is a little bit about Ribon. We'll come back to it as Rat Hashem. And then I'm going to share about Ribon in terms of everyone else going ahead and saying it. Before we get to the last Ramah over here, which is a very important din that's connected to what we've been talking about, but a separate din altogether, really. Before I do, just something to go back to yesterday's shir, I forgot to mention a couple of things. Okay, just to go back to a couple of things that yesterday we were talking about. It's Thursday's shir. We were talking about Birkas Kohanim and Chutzlarts. Remember, we were talking about Birkas Kohanim and Chutzlarts. We had the Ramah at the end of the day who tells us that really it didn't. Simcha, we saw it, talked about that it's a Ramah, Lishitasa. One should know, though, based on a halacha that we learned before, that when one is the Ones, he still is Mekabel Bracha. Right? We saw about the Am Shabbasados, someone who cannot stand in front of the Kohanim for whatever type of Ones, he still is Mekabel the Bracha. So the poskim point out over here that the people in Chutzlarts, it's like, not like they don't get any bracha. At the end of the day, they still makabel bracha from the Kohanim in Eretz Yisrael, and I guess from the Sephardim and Chutzlarts who are saying Birkas Kohanim, they're no worse than the Amsha Shabbasados. They're like an Ones. They can't do Birkas Kohanim because the Ramah tells you not to do Birkas Kohanim. And therefore, they're still makabel bracha, just like the Amsha Shabbasados, they're still going ahead and getting the bracha. In terms of what I mentioned about doing tefillah before Birkas Kohanim, the Mishnah Berurah also mentioned in Kuf Samachay, the Mishnah Berurah brings down over here. He's talking about Erev Yontov, because that's when they do Birkas Kohanim. He says, Noagu HaKohanim Silsu Batzon Litbo BeErev Yontov Mishum Nesiyas Kapayim Shalomachar. Okay, so that's number one. He says in the Indian of doing this tefillah before Nesiyas Kapayim. So it's a nice chumrah for a kohen to go do every day, go to the mikveh before doing Nesiyas Kapayim. But you should know, as the Mishnah Berurah himself says, this is a chumrah Ba'alma. Okay, and number two is also for Yisraeli, in terms of Benchich. V'gam b'lavachi. Tzarech ha'am adam l'tayir et atzim b'regel. If you're talking about Yontov, there's in any ways to go to the mikvah before Shalosh Regalim. In order to tie yourself before the regel, mikol makom ein zeh ma'aki b'dievid. All this is not ma'aki b'dievid. He's allowed to do Birkas Kohanim once again, even though he did not go to the mikvah. Okay, so those are just a couple things back from last time that I mentioned, but just read it inside the Mishnah Berurah. Now, the last halacha over here, in terms of after speaking of all Birkas Kohanim, now we get to the sugya of, does one have to mechabed a kohen? Okay, does one have to mechabed a kohen? Is he supposed to do special things with them? Is he allowed to ask favors from them? Okay, what is allowed to do with a kohen halacha l'maisa? And that's the last line over here in the Ramah. So a little background, the Mordechai quotes this also, based on the Yerushalmi, that nowadays you still have the dinim of Kedushas Kahuna, and therefore you're not allowed to mishtamish b'kohen. You're not allowed to mishtamish b'kohen as a Mordechai in Maseches Gittin. You guys could all see it this year. Okay, Mordechai in Maseches Gittin. However, there is also Rishonim, I believe it's a ghost, Memonios, if I'm not mistaken, quotes a story about Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam was standing there once, and his Kohen, who happened to be a Kohen, came and watched Netilas Yadayim for Rabbeinu Tam. So, just like many other times, when Talmidim see things that they think that the Rebbe is doing something awesome, okay? So they want to ask the Rebbe about it. So one of the Talmidim came up to Rabbeinu Tam and says, how could you let your Kohen Talmud go out and wash your hands? Aser li shtamesh b'kohuna. Okay, imagine Rav Nevinzel goes, you think he's doing something wrong? Okay, sometimes people have chutzpah and they go ask, well, Rebbe, you did something wrong. No, so the Talmud goes ahead and asks, the Rebbe asks Rabbeinu Tam, how could you go ahead and mishtamesh b'kohuna? So Rabbeinu Tam's answer, based on Rabbeinu Tam's answer, he says that Kohanim do not have Kedusha nowadays once we don't have the Big Day Kahuna. Their only Kedusha is in Big Day Kahuna. Once they don't have Big Day Kahuna, they do not have Kedusha anymore, and therefore you don't have a problem of being Mishtamesh B'Kahuna. Okay? But then the Talmud goes back to it and says, what do you mean they don't have Kedusha? If they don't have Kedusha, why do they get the first Aliyah? Why do they bench? We're not supposed to be Poteach Rishon B'Kahuna. So they ask Rabbeinu Tam, how could it be if they lost their Kedusha nowadays? So then another Talmud, Reb Petter, answers back to this Talmud and says, no, what you misunderstood. What really Rabbeinu Tam meant to say is, Bizman there, the big day kahuna, and the time of the Beis Hamikdash, then they have the big day kahuna. So a Kohen is not allowed to be mochel on his kavod. He can't be mochel on his kedusha. However, Bizman azeh, they're allowed to be mochel on their kedusha. That's what Reb Petter answers back to this Talmud. Okay, so based on this, and that Mordechai mentioned before, let's see now the Roman says. So the Roman side. Says the Roman, Aser lishtamesh b'kohen afil bazman hazeh. Number one, you're not allowed to use a Kohen. Your roommate's a Kohen. You're not allowed to use him. You're not allowed to make him serve you. Okay? B'kohen afil bazman hazeh. Dehavi kimo behektish. Just like there's me'ila bazman in Beis HaMikdash. In the Beis HaMikdash, there's me'ila if you go ahead and use a Kohen. Nevertheless, he says, Imlo machal al kach. Unless he has mechila, like Reb Petter, answer the Talmud. Unless the Talmud is mocha on this. So when Rabbeinu Tam either asked the Talmud to wash his hands, or the Talmud went ahead and what? So the Talmud was obviously mocha. He wants to go ahead and serve his Rebbe. So therefore, he's mocha on his cover. He's mocha on the Kedusha. The Talmud go ahead, then has the right to go ahead and do it. That's how the Ramah paskins alach lemaisa. You should know the Tazdah. The Taz disagrees with the Ramah. The Taz held that not only you're not allowed to mishtamish b'kohen, you're not allowed, he's not allowed to be mochel on his kavod, the kohen. Mishnah Berurah brings it down in Sif Katan, Kuf Ayin Hei. V'yesh mi she'omer she'eino yachol itein reshus lishtamish b'kohen. You can't even give him reshus. El inkein yesh lo eiza hana kigom b'schar. Unless he has some type of a nod. Unless he has not, that you're paying him, or even if it's bechidam for an adam chashav, shu chafetz l'shamsho v'nena mizeh. Avim ein lo shum hana, but if the Kohen does not have any hana when he gives rishos, mizeh ein yocholim chol, says the Taz, he's not allowed to be mochel. The af agad the kavod yocholim chol, even though normally, most people, you're allowed to be mochel on your kavod, Shimush inin shall bezayin hu, betov lahachmir lichatchila to mishamish shaman. That's an inin of bezayin. Okay, that is an inin of bezayin. So what is halacha? Halacha ma'is is like this. Halacha ma'is is this. For sure, if the kohen is getting some type of a nut, sometimes his rabbi asks for very, so he feels very good about himself. He's able to help his rabbi. He feels very good about it. He asks for some one type of nut. Maybe just stam. He's a good guy. He wants to help out his friend. He gets enough from helping out his friend. That might be also. Perhaps, for sure, if he's getting paid for it, that for sure would be an inyan of hana, and therefore to go ahead and use it, go get me a cup of water, please, whatever it might be, that those are inyan of shimush, that will be permissible if he is moch. If he's not going to get any hana from it, I believe also you have the Ramah to be somach on. The Mishnah Berurah says, tov lahachmer lechatchila, the minhag seems to be that we are mekel. How do I know the receiving minute seems to be mekel? Because all the time, in terms of benching, even things that we're knowing, that Kohen benches first, so all the time, we give it to someone else, and either we assume that he is giving reshus, but by the way, you should be asking the Kohen for reshus. You should ask the Kohen first, is it okay if I give it to someone else bench? And we are knowing if the Kohen says yes, that we allow other people to bench. Is he getting enough? He's not really getting enough from that, giving it to someone else most of the time. Nevertheless, the minhag seems to be makel if the kohen is mochel on his kavod, you could give things that he is mochel on. You cannot be mochel on the first aliyah. That's something else we'll get to in Hilchos Kriyas HaTorah. But for benching, you can be mochel. If he wants the baal bais, he wants to give it to someone else, but he should ask him rishus first. Okay, if he doesn't give rishus, By the way, that's why we say birshus hakohen. Okay, but Yisrael gets to the benching. He says birshus hakohen because he's like asking them rishus. Okay, that's the whole point. They should be benching instead of me. I'm asking them rishus because they are in front of me. Okay, so that is this. However, you should notice over here, says the Rav Mishnah Berurah at the end, ulishtamish behem sheiruyos bzuyos, but to do things that are somewhat of a bizayon, bivadei yesh li zayir, then for sure one should be very careful. What's this talking about? This is talking about even if they get rishus, to do things that are bizyonos. Okay, you tell them to go clean the toilet for sure. That, who says it? He had to, decides he wants to clean the toilet. He goes ahead and cleans the toilet himself. But for you to go ahead, ask him to go ahead and clean the toilet, it's mashma from over here. That is absolutely usur to do with Kohanim nowadays. Okay? So much so that to me means, what about him doing, let's say, a job? Could he become a garbage man? Okay, you're going to go to garbage. So therefore, there are those who do say that tzarech parnasa, it is going to be mutter for a kohen to do even things shimush b'mizrius. However, Roshomo Zalman Orbach, quoted in the Nishmas Avram, and our siman over here, the Nishmas Avram, says that Roshomo Zalman passes even if he's doing it b'schar, if he can find another parnasa, better for the kohen to find a parnasa. And you see over here the gather of what is considered a b'zayon, Roshomo Zalman even calls a nurse, a male nurse. To be a male nurse, he says, that's somewhat, say, sometimes they have to do things that are absolutely disgusting. It's a little bit bizyonos for the nurse to go ahead and do it. So for a male nurse who is a Kohen to go and do it, Rosh Shlomo Zalman says, if he cannot find another parnasa, he could be the male nurse. However, if you asked him, l'chatchila, should I become a male nurse or should I be an accountant? Rosh Shlomo Zalman would say, be an accountant, better for the Kohen to be an accountant than to do something that would be somewhat of a bizayon to go ahead and cleaning up after the patients, whatever it might be that a nurse sometimes has to do. That is sheirut of bizyonos. L'chatchila, you should not do it if he already trained for this, and this is what he's trained for, so he does not have to quit his job at this point. He's allowed to keep his job. Okay? So that is halach l'maisa. In terms of things that are not bizyonos, we're definitely makel if the kohen is mochel, if you ask your kohen to do your favor, and he wants to do your favor, you're doing it. But leif sameach, that's not really such an issue. But if you ask him to do something that's a bizayon, he cannot be mochel on that kavod. It's mashma over here, even if he's doing it, letzarech his rebbe, let's say. Okay, there are those who are makel. If it's a tzarech, the rabbi over there goes over there. It's like he's being paid. He's so happy about it. He's so excited about doing that. So even for bizyonos v'mutter, but the pashas over here, the Mishnah Berurah would hold this is aser. Okay, there are those who are makel by a kohen ama aretz in these things. The Be'er Halacha does bring it down at the end over here. He says v'gam yeshem etzarin lahakel b'kohen ama aretz u'mikol mokum. Once he says b'sheirus b'zuyos b'vaday nachal nizar. Once again b'sheirus b'zuyos, he comes out. And the last thing is, the beginning of the Be'er Halacha is what if that's by Yisrael or Levi asking a kohen? What about a kohen being mishtamish b'kohen acher? Is that going to be a problem or not? So the Be'er Halacha has an interesting line. He says, b'kohen, efshar demutter. He says, efshar demutter from one kohen to another kohen. However, many of the poskim are machmer in the Halacha Brura. He brings down that many poskim are machmer from diyukim in different places in the Gemara. Okay, that even by one kohen to another kohen, they should be machmer, especially by bizyonos, like you see over here. And that is how the Aruch HaShulchan passes also at the end of our simin, that even by one coin to another coin, that they should be machmer. So these are halachas over here, I believe, that most people do not know about it, like many things we're going to learn this year. People just don't know the halacha sometimes. This is a straight halacha. You have to be careful when asking other Kohanim to do your favors. You have to be careful with Kohanim. Kohanim have are still like Dusha, the Lush and the Ramah is. Remember, just like you're doing Moel in the base of Mikdash, just like you're doing Me'ilah in the base of Mikdash, going ahead to Mishnamish Bekoin, when either he's not Mekel, or he's not Mochel on his Kavod, or if he's doing Sherutim Bezuyim, okay, that are disgraceful things, that you should not ask a coin, even if he's going to be Mochel on his Kavod at Kanabakum.